systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Monday, April 7, 2008. If you're keeping track, my name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And this is our 20th episode extravaganza.
Nice. Thank you.
I just learned how to do that today. Thank you so much for checking out the Monday show, episode 20. We've made it 20 episodes. How do you feel about that?
It feels good.
You know what else feels good?
What?
That today's your birthday.
It feels okay.
How old are you, Braden?
18.
18. You are now officially above the age of consent. How does that feel?
I don't know.
Is your butthole scared at all?
Of you.
All right. So, it is Braden's birthday today, and I kind of forgot, but we were at this restaurant, Sykes, right across the street.
Oh, that was close.
What?
You almost said it.
Sykes?
Oh, I thought we weren't supposed to do that.
What?
I don't know. Go ahead.
Wow, dude. Thank you. So we were at Sykes, and Braden's new future love interest brought to my attention that it was his birthday today. And I knew that, but I had totally forgotten. So Braden gave me $20 to bring him food, and I used some of his money to buy him a birthday present. And what did I get you, Braden?
A pink bunny.
And do you like it?
It's so cute.
It is cute. You know what we're going to do with the bunny?
What?
We're going to tear it to shreds.
Really?
Yeah.
When?
Probably after the show.
Okay.
All right. So, let's see.
Oh, nice. Nice, dude. Nice. You left a price tag on it.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. You weren't supposed to see that. Oh. That's my bad, guys.
That's
damn
awesome.
So, we did go to church Sunday. We went to the, what was it called? The First Church of Christ Scientists?
Yeah.
And, that was weird. But before we get into that, we have a few emails that we got from people.
Finally.
Somewhere.
It's about time.
Finally. Jesse writes in with a little joke. Oh, God. This is horrible. Black listeners, earmuffs.
Yeah,
okay.
Please.
Jesse says, oh, God. What do you call 15 niggers in a tree?
What?
An Alabama wind chime.
Oh!
Okay. Thank you, Jesse, for that, you racist fuck.
Yeah, it's not our fault. It's him. Blame
where did
him.
The other... Okay. Rochelle wrote us back in and said, so you didn't get my answers or any, you didn't get any answers at all from Betty. That sucks. I wanted to hear all the details. Psh.
Yeah, me too.
What is psh? PSH? What the fuck is that?
I don't know.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
All right.
It's the internet lingo.
It's
I don't
your
understand.
Ex-girlfriend. Did she ever go psh when you guys were doing it or something?
I don't think so.
Like you'd finish and do your
that's
thing.
That's what I do. I'm
she'd
like,
look at you and be like, psh. That's it?
That's it?
All right. And then Alora wrote us and she said, smart ones. Ibuprofen is Advil, not Tylenol. Lol.
Okay. Thanks for that.
Thank you, Laura.
We needed to know that. Who it's are you, all, by the way?
I don't know.
Is she from the Keith and the Girl forum?
Probably.
Probably.
All of our fans are from there. And she also says that they have found ibuprofen in New York's tap water, which ibuprofen and Advil and Tylenol are absolutely nothing anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Just put something good in the water.
Yeah. So, you want to talk about the church?
Let's talk about church.
What was your first... First of all, we get there like 15 minutes late,
yeah.
Which was really awkward.
That made it even more awkward.
Yeah, because we get in there and like everyone just... It was... They were singing a hymn. So like I reach forward into this pew and grab out the hymn book and we're just standing there like in the middle of this mess of Christian scientists.
Cult
crap.
Singing.
Yeah, and we start looking around and there's... 15 people there at most, and like 90% of them, were old ladies.
Well, they were all old.
And then there was that one creepy guy that was there to like pick up on the old ladies, you know? Did you see that guy? The guy that was sitting in front of us to the left. He was like the younger guy there. It's like, really, dude.
He was like the youngest one other than us.
Yeah, so that was weird. And
there was only three dudes there.
I know, including us.
Well, not including us.
Right, not including us. Yeah. That one old guy that was singing, that was fantastic.
That was pretty scary.
But they kept referring to like the mother church and all this like kind of science, but not really science. And they had two people leading the congregation in their sermon, which was really weird.
I wanted to bang one of them.
Well, I said,
thanks.
I said that. She looked like the slut whore from Sex in the City, and that I probably would have thrown it to her if she asked.
You should have asked her. Be like, hey, how's it going?
We were trying to get out of there in a hurry. But, their sermons went, there was the two ladies up there, and one of the ladies would read actual Bible verses, and then after each verse, the next lady would kind of read, like, from the science manual or something, and this stuff.
What was it called? What was that pamphlet?
Science and Health or something?
Quarterly or something.
Yeah, it was weird. But basically, the whole sermon was them reading. Like, the one lady would read out of the Bible, and then the other lady would read out of the science manual. So
yeah.
They sounded just like robots. But the lady that I would have banged, like, her voice had something weird to it. It was like she was a siren, like, luring in the sailors.
Just brainwashing people
with
her voice.
Yeah, totally. Her voice just lulled me into, like, this contemptive submission, and I couldn't do anything about it. It was weird. Let's see. All the women. That was it. It was just really weird. And as soon as we got there, like, we were standing there because they had ropes over these chairs, and this old lady came out from nowhere, like from behind us somewhere.
You can sit here.
Yeah, she just like looked at us like, oh, new people,
fresh blood.
Yeah. So that was really weird. And as soon as they passed around the offering basket, but it wasn't like a basket. It was this velvet pouch with two sticks, and like she would spread the sticks apart and it would open the little hole in the pouch.
Really?
Yeah. If she didn't come near us, but if she would have, I would have like pretended to put money in and then grabbed like a handful, as much as I could have gotten out, and then we would have left.
Yeah.
Right.
We would have left very fast.
Yeah.
Did some guy come walking out after us, like watching?
Yeah.
Us?
Well, as soon as the sermon ended and, you know, they did the benediction and all that shit, like, everyone got up and kind of started coming towards us, so we kind of made, like, a beeline for the exit, but we, like, two of the people were like, oh, how are you? Thank you for, what did they say?
Two people? There was, like, 10, like, all 15
well,
of them.
Well, right, but we only, like, made actual contact with, like, two of the people, and
yeah,
I could just feel my soul being sucked out of my body. It was weird, so I don't think we'll ever be going back to that church.
Our other church is much better.
Yeah, we like the Fresh Life Church. If I had to pick between Fake Church 1 and Fake Church 2, I would have picked Fake Church 1.
Yeah, me too.
At
least we got to sit in the balcony.
So are you doing anything for your birthday?
This.
Yeah, we have a live studio audience today. We have the girl.
Woo!
Woo! The girl Braden's trying to do.
Right.
My 17-year-old religious virgin and my brother in the studio. So, yeah, if you guys hear any noise, it's them making fun of us.
Probably.
Yeah, so are you. Hey, are you going to have sex with Braden for his birthday?
What?
No? Okay. That sucks for you, dude.
Wasn't
if it
really
was my birthday.
For it.
Yeah? She said yeah.
No, she didn't.
Oh, she did. Okay. So, yeah, are you doing anything after this? You going to go to strip club, buy cigarettes, porn?
Yeah, because we have tons of strip clubs just everywhere.
Oh, okay. Good point. Good point.
And why would I buy porn? I have the internet. Come on.
That's true. That's true. But the internet you can't take into the bathroom with you and flip through pages unless you printed it out.
Yeah, my printer's here.
Right. All right. I didn't really have anything much going on today. We fucking followed all the same shit. But one thing that occurred to me, and all the places I went to Whitefish today, and Whitefish is the home of the rich fucking what would you call those people? Like
the
housewife. Well,
that's what they are.
Stuck up douchebag. No, the female population of Whitefish, though. They're like that rich kind of, like, their husband's an architect, and they just drive around their Escalade all day and shop and do that kind of...
Gold diggers?
Yeah, gold diggers. So there was a bunch of gold diggers everywhere, and the one weird thing that I noticed is all of the blonde ones had the same exact haircut. Like, it's that new short, like, it starts high in the back and then kind of tapers down long. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think so.
You're looking at me like you don't. Thanks.
I got nothing.
So, But what? Why is it that all girls have to look the same? Do you know?
No.
No.
Because they're following whatever fashion is most popular at the time, I think.
But why? Isn't the whole point of doing something like that is to look, like, original and to catch the eye of the potential suitor and all that?
You'd think so, huh? But it doesn't really work like that.
Why?
I don't know. Look at everyone. They're just a bunch of followers. They don't know what to do.
All right.
That's why.
That's exactly why.
They need someone to make the decisions for them.
Yes. Well, it was a very busy news day, so you ready to do snooze?
Do snooze.
You want to go first? Since
What's
it's your
birthday.
No, it's your birthday.
Fucking Rochambeau. I'm going to beat you anyway.
I would feel bad. Okay, now I'm going to beat you.
Okay.
Ready? You're a cunt. I hate that game.
See?
Hey, speaking of Rochambeau and paper, rock, scissors, do you know... Last year, around this time, in all the bars, they had a paper, rock, scissors tournament.
Really?
And you, like, serious tournament where you, if you
That's
kept,
hardcore.
Yeah, if you kept winning, you go to state and you would go to Helena. And then if you won that, you would go to Las Vegas, I think. And you could actually win, like, $10,000. So I was going to see if you wanted to do it, but then I remembered that you're only 18 and you can't get into bars.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
I might
do it just for the show. And
really?
Just, yeah.
That'd be funny.
Yeah, that would be
You
good.
Wouldn't win because I'm already beating you, so.
But I'm not in the mindset. If I went there with one determined fucking thought of taking home the gold scissors, I would do it.
Is that the trophy?
Yeah.
Or is it
no,
rock?
I don't know. It's a beer, actually.
Really?
No, it's sponsored by Budweiser, and they give you beer when you play.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you got there for
I got
us?
Naked man breaks into apartments.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
This is what the show is all about.
This is what it's all about.
Naked men breaking into apartments.
Police are looking for a man who broke into two apartments on Balboa Boulevard naked.
Is this from California?
Yeah, Orange County.
Wow.
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 Newport Beach, actually.
Yeah. All right.
In nearly identical incidents early Sunday and Tuesday mornings, a naked man broke into an apartment on Balboa Boulevard and began masturbating while standing over a sleeping woman.
Over a sleeping woman?
Yeah, it's like,
dude, put yourself in the sleeping woman's, not shoes, because she's probably
sheets?
Not wearing any. Sheets. Put yourself in her sheets. You're sleeping, having dreams of fluffy puppy dogs and snuggles. And you wake up to this stranger just
a big
going to town
on
his fucking... Yeah, what would you do? Would you, like, just pretend to, like, be sleeping and let him finish, or would
probably
you...
Probably punch him in the balls.
Really? What if you were a female?
I'd probably punch him in the balls.
You would not. You would suck him off.
I'd be like, hey,
you
want to fuck?
Yeah.
If I was a woman?
I can do that better.
Just like any guy is a slut if they were a girl.
It's not called a slut, though. Girls are called sluts.
But that's what I'm saying.
Guys are called players.
Yeah, but if any guy was a girl, they would totally be a slut.
Well, yeah.
You know,
they like, wouldn't be sluts. They would be prostitutes. If I was a girl, I would sell that shit.
Yeah.
For like $5,000. A bang.
You sure?
Yeah, I would retire.
Be like a crack whore or something?
Well, yeah, you're probably right.
Oh. On Sunday at 3 a.m., a man snuck in through an unlocked sliding glass door of an apartment in the 900 block of West Balboa Boulevard.
So, see, what that sounds like is maybe she left the door unlocked.
Just in case someone wants some.
Yeah, exactly. If you were a lonely woman and you hadn't had any in, like, years, you would just leave doors unlocked and
like,
pray
God,
to God.
Some guy
that...
would just come into my room and just beat off over me sleeping
in my face. You think this is the same guy that beat off over that woman's head in the airplane?
Or you think it's the same guy that broke into that girl's apartment and was looking at porn on his computer? Remember that one?
Yeah,
that
I remember that, but he's probably in jail.
Yeah. Well, he got out. No, he's doing it again.
Might be.
On Tuesday at 1:40 a.m., a man snuck in through an unlocked front door of an apartment in the 200 block of East Balboa Boulevard.
So is this a separate incident?
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
It's the same dude, though, I think.
Weird.
In both cases, the victim woke up and the perpetrator fled.
Did you have to sound that out?
Took me a second.
Yeah, I should have got you a vocabulary for your birthday.
Really?
I wasn't thinking.
Instead of a pink bunny? I like that one so much more, though.
I know.
The descriptions of the man were very similar, police said. They are looking for a white man in his late 20s, 6 feet tall and 190 pounds, who wore a dark beanie. That isn't fucking
That's
every
almost
white
me,
guy
dude.
In the world. That is you.
Minus the 6 feet tall part. Wow.
And you're not as white as this guy probably is.
Probably not.
Yeah, that's
is
it.
Is that it?
That's it.
So, breaking into people's apartments to masturbate on the women sleeping in beds, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, I'll probably go with yes,
right.
But only because it's your birthday.
Yeah.
All right.
What's that have to do with it?
I don't know. Nothing.
Bummer.
So from masturbating in people's faces to rape.
In people's faces.
Have we done a show yet that hasn't involved rape?
Or masturbating?
Well, I masturbate during every show, so probably not masturbating.
Hmm.
Yeah. Well, dad rapes girl in hospital bed next to his sick son.
Oh. It's so dirty.
Oh. It's pretty early in the week, but I am going to nominate this guy for the Jamhole Father of the Week.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's going to beat him.
I don't know. I would not say that because you never know.
You never know.
A major children's hospital has been forced to introduce new security measures after a man visiting his ill son raped a teenage patient in the next bed.
How would you get away with that? You think someone
would
like see
apparently
it?
He didn't. I don't think.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
But in a hospital, really?
Yeah,
like, in a
really?
Children's hospital, wouldn't the furthest thing from your mind would be sex if you were in a... I mean, all those
sick people... I don't
know.
I'm pretty sure it wouldn't be the furthest thing in your mind.
What? No, but I'm saying there's sick people, there's old people. A hard-on would be very hard to get on, you know?
Maybe.
In a sick hospital?
But this is obviously what this dude's into.
Ralph Filopos sexually assaulted the girl for more than an hour as his 6-year
You can't even read it, can
you?
Oh,
I can't. That is gold. For more than an hour as his 6-year-old son slept and while nurses tended to patients in the ward at the Children's Hospital at Westmead. So don't you think the kid would have, like, rang the bell or something?
He was probably asleep.
You think?
Well, I don't know, unless he was just watching.
Could you sleep
hey.
Through someone raping your asshole?
Well, he wasn't getting raped. It was the girl next to him.
No.
What? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
See?
Okay.
Yeah.
You
I could sleep through someone else getting raped.
Really? Yeah.
As long as they were quiet.
Like,
I'd be like, hey, shut the fuck up. I'm
put
sleeping.
A sock in that bitch's mouth
right?
or something.
If you're going to rape her, at least make her quiet.
Right. The
16-year-old. Jesus, dude.
Were you like this before we started this show? Or is this all from... Is this my fault?
I'm just going to blame you.
Because I might
whether
feel
it's your
real...
fault or not.
Oh, you make me feel bad
it's
every
just for
night.
The show, though.
Okay. We're not really serious about this.
No, this is all just pretend.
Like God.
Yeah.
And religion.
Yeah.
And virgins.
Right.
Check.
Yeah, virgins are totally pretend.
Yeah. The 16-year-old victim was readmitted to the same hospital ward after turning to self-harm following the assault.
What?
The guy, so the 16-year-old got raped and then felt so bad about it,
uh-huh.
she started slicing wrists.
Really? Or, so?
Well, some kind of self-assault. I assume it's slicing wrists because that's the popular thing to do.
It's the emo thing
yeah.
to do.
Yeah, maybe she was emo.
Must be.
She's like, life is pain, and then the guy's like, not as bad as this is. The incident has forced a major review of Westmead's child protection policies and resulted in new protocols for overnight stays by carers. So what do you think the new security measures are going to be? Like when you have visitors going in and you know there's like little kids and shit there. Because they're vamping up their security measures.
Probably just going to have more people in
watching.
Yeah.
Or like a little bell that you can ring if someone's near your butthole.
Just, you know, put them around their neck.
Right. That would be a good idea.
Yeah.
Because then, like, as they were getting
right,
fucked,
it just started ringing.
Yeah, it would automatically. Yeah. Like when you put bells around your cats so they don't chase, they can't sneak up
right.
after birds. So what they should have done was actually put the bell around the guy's neck.
Yeah.
So then the kid would have heard him coming.
So whenever, you know how like when you go into a hospital and they have to give you the wristband?
Right. It would just have a little bell on it.
Well, they should
if you're under 18.
Yeah, something like that.
That's a good idea. We should write a letter.
You know what? They'll probably just end up doing like what they did in that nursing home. The fucked up people just get jobs there.
You know what they'll end up doing is they'll just put cameras in all of the rooms and then like the nasty pedo security guy will just be like, oh, let's see what's on the porn channel. Yeah. That's what they'll do. The Children's Hospital at Westmead takes the safety of its patients, staff, and visitors very seriously.
Very.
Very seriously. We take...
seriously serious.
Wow. This matter was immediately referred to the police for investigation. Filipos was sentenced to a maximum 12 years jail for the offense, which occurred in 2003, but it only came to light last week when his appeal was rejected in the Supreme Court.
Get so, 12 years, that's it?
That's it.
That's it.
So, in your fucked up 18-year-old mind now, would you do 12 years to molest a sleeping sick child?
I wouldn't molest.
Yes, I'm getting
the
thumbs up from my brother.
Place.
Good, Mark. Good.
Mark is all for it.
Yeah. God, look at his smile. He's like, oh.
Zoltan.
Oh, I almost read that again, dude. Thanks. It has a new policy.
Oh, it's my fault now.
Oh, cool. Here's what they're doing. It has a new policy on, quote, bed allocation at ward level, and nurses check rooms every 15 minutes. You think you could get in, out, bust a nut in 15 minutes? I think I could.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, that's hot.
I don't know. You just have to start paying the nurses that watch.
Right.
Like, hey, like, come back in a half an hour.
Yeah, here's a 20.
Yeah.
Nice. I'll share that one with you. All right. As part of the tough new policy. Oh, God. This is so tough.
Oh.
Wow. You guys are actually going to have to work now.
Wow.
Children of similar age and gender should be placed in rooms together. So that's like buy one, get one free.
Yeah.
Like,
after you rape that one, you can just move on to the next.
Right.
Bed.
You just roll over and you're like, oh, dick. All right. Cool.
That is easier.
A bad idea. That's just asking for more of this shit to happen.
Well, that's good for us.
That is good. That is good for the show. Not only, but all overnight bedside carers. That just sounds bad.
I bet they're the ones.
Hi, I'm Sammy's bedside carer. That's awful. Could you imagine the kind of people that like would apply for those kinds of jobs now knowing that they would not only get one underage sick child but two?
There's going to be a lot of fucked up people
working
there.
So if they got caught doing that, do you think they would still just get one sentence because they're in the same room, or do you think they'd charge them twice?
Probably twice.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
All right. Chief Justice Peter McClellan described the offenses as, quote, very serious.
Seriously serious.
Serious, dude. And said the victim is still in a fragile situation.
She's cutting her wrists.
That's pretty fragile.
Yeah,
huh?
She's going to die. Who cares?
Yeah, I don't. Do you know her?
No.
Me neither. Okay. Fair game. He said... Excuse me.
Really?
Excuse me.
He said Filopos, now 51, had abused the position of trust in which...
Oh, abused the position.
of trust in which the hospital had placed him by permitting him to stay with his own child overnight. So what happened was... His son got sick, got checked into this room right next to this saucy little 12-year-old.
Yeah, and he's like, ooh.
No, and the 12-year-old was flipping him, like, winks and eyes and like, hey, what, you know, come over here. It's not contagious. Come here. Really. And then he was like, oh, I'm going to stay the night with you.
Then why
is
she cutting
her
wrists? Was she emo in the first place? Or?
Probably. Well, she probably, after having had the sex, just felt really gross and dirty about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially because the guy's son was watching.
He's probably just beating it.
Well, what else would you do? You're sitting there, your dad's getting some 12-year-old ass. I don't think I could watch my dad
get some 12-year-old ass.
No?
Honestly.
Really?
Yeah, I'd have to look away.
Yeah. I'd probably go get a soda or something.
Something.
Quote, he still maintains his innocence and denies that these things occurred. So he's going with the Eddie Murphy defense.
Yeah.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
Wasn't me.
Wasn't me.
Yeah, I would blame it on the black janitor.
I blame it on my son.
It was my son.
It was my sick son. I watched him do it.
Oh, that you could fuck your kid up, dude. He'd like go to jail and just like give you this look like, oh, thanks, dad.
He'd be the worst dad ever.
Yeah, that's why I'm nominating this guy.
Yeah.
The court was told Filippos had been given permission by hospital staff to sit in a chair for the night to be with his young son, who was recovering from a severe asthma attack. This has fake written all over it. Like,
yeah, it
he's like, all right,
lame.
Son, I'm going to need you to fake something so I can get in the hospital. And
like he would just sit there all night and just stare at his son sleeping.
But, okay, so look at it from the financial point of view. How much is a hospital stay? You're looking at a good $15,000 to $2,000. You could easily get a prostitute for much cheaper.
Well, yeah.
So this, financially, this
but
just doesn't
But could you get a 12-year-old prostitute for much cheaper?
In Thailand.
In some places.
What's the capital of Thailand?
Bangkok.
Thank you. Thank you very much. In the next bed, divided by a drawn curtain, slept the victim. She was in a hospital suffering depression and severe social phobia.
Oh,
emo. So she kind of did deserve it then.
Yeah.
Filippos approached her and started massaging her shoulders.
I'd be like, what's going on?
and ran his hands to her lower back, ooh, waist, and thighs.
Mm. Hey, he was just being friendly.
Yeah.
Hey, gay. Nice. Hey, gay. Relax, gay.
I'm not your friend, gay.
I'm not your friend, buddy.
He then indecently assaulted and raped her. Indecently.
Is there a decent way to rape someone? I don't know, but if there is, I'm going to have to remember.
Ladies,
that.
Have you ever been raped decently? I'm getting the yes. She has?
She's not. So she's admitting that she isn't a virgin.
Told you. I called that shit. A clown, that's right. Absolutely. When interviewed by let's get on to this. He then, because of the girl's illness, she did not raise the alarm immediately, but later that day told her psychiatrist.
She wanted him to finish.
See, being a whore is an illness. Yeah. I told you. It's a bad, bad thing.
Wow.
When interviewed by police, Philippos denied touching the woman and said, it wasn't me.
Dude, totally. No. Eddie Murphy defense, it wasn't me.
He said he spent the whole time looking after his sick son.
Right.
Well, you can be looking after your son while putting your dick in
someone
else.
Wouldn't that be
kind of fucked
up? You're like fucking a 12-year-old in one bed staring at your son.
Wouldn't that be kind of fucked up? You're fucking a 12-year-old? Gotcha. You're going to jail, not me.
You're going to jail before I am.
Right,
Trust me.
If she doesn't say nothing. But at his trial, he gave different versions and accused the victim of acting in a, quote, very seductive way towards him. Boom! I called that shit.
She wanted it. She came on to him. Yep.
This is not
his fault.
And
then he came on her.
Oh! Good. Ties it up. But at his trial, he gave different versions, and I just read that.
Awesome.
See, I can't concentrate with all this cackling in the background.
Blame it on them.
Studio audience.
Hey, I'm fine.
All of you. Especially you. Okay.
Okay.
Wow. We should have just mic'd them anyway.
Yeah, we should have just snuck one over there when they weren't looking.
Yeah, you could sneak one over there. Philippos' DNA was found on the victim's breast, and semen samples found he could not be excluded as the source of the partial DNA profile. So it could have been his son. It was they only got a partial DNA profile from it.
Hmm.
You think he took like a bleach wet wipe and like swabbed the inside of her out so he'd get rid of any evidence? That's
what
I do.
You think she'd be like, what are you doing?
If I went on a raping spree, I would have a box of Clorox bleach wet wipes.
I'm surprised she just sat there through
and
that.
And rope.
Well, good thing you keep it in your truck.
I know. That's why. I don't think Jasmine understood that joke yesterday.
I don't
think
so.
Do you want to explain the joke on air?
I can't remember. We were just...
We better not.
Okay.
She
doesn't listen. It's okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, anyway.
I'm not even going to say it because that's bad.
Yeah.
He appealed on the grounds he was suffering a psychiatric condition called I Like to Fuck 12-Year-Olds at the time of the attack and was not fit to stand trial. Philippos has had emigrated to Australia from Egypt in 93 and worked as a cleaner. His wife has filed for divorce. If you were this dude's wife, would you stay with him if you knew he had a little... knick-knack paddywhack with a 12-year-old?
Probably not.
But wow. In the appeal judgment, Justice McClellan found there was no suggestion Philippos was suffering a mental disorder at the time.
He was just
horny. Because fucking 12-year-olds isn't a mental disorder.
No.
Not at all.
No.
Quote, advantage was taken of a 16-year-old girl who had obviously wanted
it. Wasn't taken advantage of her. She wanted it.
That's what I just said. Yeah. That's what the quote says.
I'm sure it does say that exactly.
And had been hospitalized with psychiatric problems, he said. In any event, this was an overwhelming case. Justice McClellan said the DNA evidence ensured that he would be convicted. So... sneaking into hospitals to have sex with sick children, yay or nay.
I'm all for that.
I'm for it as long as it's not me and I get to read about it later. Next.
That's always the condition, though.
Well, duh, you don't want to admit to doing that on air, do you?
Well, I don't need to because, it's not going to happen.
All right. So yes or no?
I already said yes.
All right. Then it stays. What do you got?
I have father and daughter, half child. Oh, don't spit it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I almost need to pause this to wipe that off my face.
That's awesome.
Please continue.
A South Australian woman has given birth to her father's daughter after the couple had sex.
They had sex and they're related?
Yeah.
Is this the guys from Sick and Wrong?
Lance?
No, Lance, you dirty motherfucker.
What are you doing fucking your daughter?
I know.
You don't do that.
Damn, dude. Wow.
I didn't know they were from
If
Australia.
We ever meet these guys, I'm going to point to you and he's just going to knock you out at the expo.
Whatever. How you embarrassed? Talk more shit than I do.
Well, right, but I would point to you. How embarrassed would you be if you just got knocked the fuck out in the middle of a podcast expo with a bunch of geeks?
I feel even more geeky.
Yeah.
Especially by Lance Wackerly.
Oh, I
of
know.
All people to but knock me out.
Yeah, that would be good. I would throw money in on that bet.
John and Jenny Deaves reunited 30 years after Mr. Deaves separated from Jenny's mother.
Whoa, so this dude got divorced from this girl's mom
right.
and then went after the girl?
Yeah, his daughter.
That's like, did you ever see that YouTube video where like this couple is sitting and they're eating at this cafe? And the lady, like, breaks the news to him, like, oh, when I went away, I had sex with your friend or something, and we're not going to be together anymore. And the guy's just, like, smiling. He's like, that's all right. And she's like, you're not mad or anything? He's like, no, not at all. And she's like, well, what are you thinking? He's like, I'm just going to fuck your mom. And, like, she looks at him like, you're kidding, right? And he's like, no, I'm going to fuck your mom. And then it goes like 6 weeks later and the doorbell rings and it's him. And she answers the door and her mom is like getting ready to go out on this date
wow.
and shit. And she's like yelling at him like, no, you're not seriously going to do this. And then they go out on the date and they fuck. Pretty funny video.
I haven't seen that video.
Really? Maybe we'll post it.
All right.
Probably not though because I'll forget.
Yeah, probably.
So, father and daughter, child, nice.
Yeah. Jenny was 31 and just 2 weeks after meeting, father and daughter had sex.
After 2 weeks?
After 2 weeks.
What a slut.
Right?
Wow.
Wow.
I know.
I don't know what to say.
I was waiting for the studio audience to
say something.
Like 2 weeks, that's way long. I'd do it after the first 2 days.
Right?
Fucking put it.
Nice.
A little monkey shine symbol. That'd be awesome.
Quote, John and I are in this relationship as consulting adults, Miss Deaves told the Nine Network last night.
So the daughter's 31. So he basically just traded in. He had a lease on the old one, you know, traded
right?
that in because it got too many miles on it and then went with the newer model. There's nothing wrong with that.
Isn't that what everyone does?
I thought it was like her 16-year-old daughter or something.
I was kind of hoping it was that.
I know.
That would have made this a little more interesting.
I know. I'm going to have to put the lotion away now.
You never put the lotion away. I've been in your bedroom.
You have. That's because my skin is dry.
Yeah, on your cock.
Yeah, that too.
Quote.
It's because you don't moisturize, dude, and you use your teeth.
Well, you got
to
keep your dick soft,
you need
too.
To stop using your teeth.
What?
It grates, and that's what causes the dry skin.
What are you talking
And scene. Thank you.
Quote, we are just asking for a little bit of respect and understanding.
Understanding? I understand. He's
I understand you fucked your daughter.
And,
what more
and
is
her
there?
Mom.
Yeah, and her mom.
Could you imagine, like, that threesome?
Wow.
The jackpot. Oh God!
Gets a bang.
They can't
his wife
hear
and
anything you're saying. So if you're gonna say something, just yell it.
It's just like a pause and then you laugh.
I know. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. It's
That's
totally
all
not
is.
Picking up on.
It's
the
a pause
levels.
And then I laugh and then we all look at me weird. Cool.
Their 11-month-old daughter Celeste, shown on TV, appears fit and healthy. Where the fuck did that come from?
They're just this saying that, like, if anyone's looking, we got an 11-month-old that's fit and healthy
yeah.
and for sale.
All right, is like on Craigslist, maybe.
Probably
everything.
That's
for
where
sale
I'd
on
buy
Craigslist.
A baby.
That's where I would buy a baby too.
I would buy a baby on Craigslist and put it in one of those shotgun clay pigeon launchers, and I'd be like, pull.
Wow.
How much fun would that be?
That would be pretty fun.
We'd have to get more than just one baby.
You have to get a few.
Yeah. Because I'd probably miss the first couple, and you can't, like, go out and get it and put it back in the thing.
Yeah, it's no fun if it's dead already.
Yeah, it's got to be alive.
More meth heads need to sell their babies on Craigslist.
That's right. So if you're a meth head and you have a baby for sale, email info at
Or if you just have a baby that you don't want.
And if you ever talk over when I'm saying the email address, Facebook.
Really?
You know what that means.
I think you're just talking shit. I don't think you're going to do it.
Well, one of these days I'm going to be faster than you.
Yeah.
And you're going to not think I'm going to do it. And then you know what?
Huh.
Face fuck.
Really?
Yep.
I don't think so.
Pretty sure.
You're
Go.
Old.
Go. I know, but I'm quick.
Okay.
You got to be to catch these young kids.
Miss Deaves said soon after reuniting with her father, she began to see him as a man first and her father second.
Oh! Oh! That's nasty.
It's like, first, I'm going to fuck you, and now you're my dad.
Yeah. And then he was like, who's your daddy?
Oh!
Boom!
Nice.
But it... Shh.
Quote, I was looking at him, sort of going, oh, he's not too bad.
Oh, what? Dad, could you imagine,
not
like...
too bad, I could fuck you.
Like, looking at your mom, would you just be like, well, she ain't
just
too bad.
Just stop there.
She's not too bad, because I met your mom the other night, and she's not too bad.
You would do my mom.
I might do your mom. I might be your new stepdad.
No.
What would you think of that? Would you still do the show with me if I fucked your mom?
That'd be weird.
Would you, though?
I don't know. It'd be pretty good talk.
Would you give up all this for all this fame and... luring girls to the studio to have sex with them later if I fucked your mom? Would you be willing to just throw all that away? Do you know how much ass you've gotten since we started this show? You are turning so red.
Really? I don't think I've gotten any ass because of the show, though.
Really?
No.
No?
No.
Not yet. No? I might.
I can't, because then I can't talk into the mic if I look back.
So... seriously, would you still do the show with me if I fucked your mom?
Because
I need to know.
The show after you fucked her would be a good show.
That would be. I might fuck your mom just to do a show afterwards.
I don't know if my mom would be into you.
I think she would.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know.
No? I'm getting the no from the studio audience.
Oh.
All right. Well, I'm gonna pursue this.
Really?
Unbeknownst to you.
All right. I can't wait to see this. No, if you're going to try and bang my mom, I have to be there when you try and, like...
Talk her into it. Well, there's going to be very minimal amounts of talking. It's going to be me slipping pills into her drink and then her going nighty-night, and then I'll fuck your mom. Because that would be much easier than having to wine and dine the bitch.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, she is a cougar. I met her. She's pretty hot, though.
Wow.
I just can't, like, I can't get the image out of my head of, like, Brayden's face coming through her vagina. I don't think I could put my dick in there.
Yeah.
Like that. That was such a visual. Oh, God. Yeah.
Wow, no one
Holy
can see
shit,
this.
Look, a Rolex.
Hey,
cool.
This means that we really need a webcam.
Yeah.
We really need to get one now.
And then, yeah.
Because when we have a studio audience... they can see you.
Yeah, and it's really uncomfortable.
Really? No one's just going to come watch the show anymore.
All right.
Anyway.
36 minutes in episode 20 of the Jam Hole. Thank you.
I'm skipping the rest of this because it's not very good.
All right. So, having sex with your daughter, yes or no?
As long as it's not me having sex with my daughter.
You can't use... that is mine. You cannot use that.
Fuck that.
Having sex with Brayden's mom. Yes, 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 yes. And I'm going to tell you all about it and take pictures. I'm gonna fuck your mom in your bedroom.
No,
how's that? Yeah,
that's
I am.
Not gonna happen.
One of these nights when you're out trying to do her, I'm gonna be at home in your room doing your mom.
It's not gonna happen.
I swear to God.
No.
There,
I
said it.
You
heard it, everyone. I am going to fuck Brayden's mom. Are you mad now?
No.
And that's gonna be your birthday present, dude.
You becoming my new stepdad?
Well, me impregnating your mom and us having a child together. That's
going to
be your new present.
No.
Yeah. How cool would that be if you had a little brother and it was mine?
I think my mom's past the age where she can bear children.
Oh, I am so fucking fertile. I will sow oats.
You
dude.
Will grow her some new ovaries.
Yeah,
so
right? Oh, God. Wow. We're going to have so much fun, me and your mom. All right. Let's see. Next...
I don't know how much fun you're going to have.
I can't even talk about this now. I'm just like, the picture of your mom's pussy and you coming out of it is just too much.
That's what you're going to be beating. That's going to be in your jerk bank now.
Yeah, it's
it?
Already there, but I made a deposit this morning.
Wow.
South Branch man dies from self-inflicted chainsaw wound. A 41-year-old South Branch Township man took his own life last week by cutting his head with a chainsaw. Holy shit. Do you know how hard that would be?
I could think of better ways to kill
myself.
Well,
you gotta, like, hold the chainsaw and to get... Oh, fuck, that would be
hard. I can't imagine trying to do that.
I give this guy lots and lots of fake props.
I hope he killed himself, because...
Well, yeah, that's kind of the story. Man dies, if you were listening.
Oh, hey!
Hi. Fuck you. He unsuccessfully tried to reconcile an estranged marriage with his ex-wife. So he couldn't do that, so he went to the old shed, and the only thing he could find was a chainsaw. Damn. That's brutal.
Stephen
Gregory Walther died at Mercy Hospital Grayling on Wednesday, March 26th, after being transported there in an ambulance. Wow,
so he didn't die right away.
For a fatal head injury? Do you think he still had the chainsaw, like, sticking out of his head?
I hope so, too. I want to see a picture of it.
Crawford County Sheriff's Department were dispatched to a home in the Indian Glens of the Osable Division Subdivision in South Branch Township at 12:25 p.m., blah, 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 for domestic assault in progress. In progress. You think she came after her with the chainsaw, like, trying to reconcile their marriage, and he was like, ring, ring, and he just ran after her? And
yeah, but you think he would have caught her.
Well, I don't know. Women are quick if they're not drugged.
Really?
You know that.
Gotta keep him drugged, then.
Or tied with rope.
Something.
Duh. God. We could teach. See, this is going in the book.
Life for dummies.
Yes. The woman in the home called the police when Walther, who she was granted a divorce from on March 17th, came to retrieve some of the personal property he was awarded in the agreement. 46 cents signed a judgment of default for the divorce, which means that Walther did not answer or contest the court filings made by his wife.
Are you nervous?
No, why?
Because you're fucking up way more than
I
am.
You try and pronounce... You can't even pronounce perpetrator.
Hey, I pronounced it fine. Don't give
Thank
me that
you.
Look.
Yeah. after talking to his ex-wife about reconciling their relationship, Walther became upset and threatened to hurt her and himself with a knife he had taken from a drawer.
What happened
That's
to the
a cry
knife?
For help.
That is.
Going for a knife. All you're going to do is, like, make little surface wounds and bleed a little bit.
Stab somebody.
Well, yeah, but if you're just trying to get your wife back together and you have a knife, are you really going to stab her?
If I'm trying to get me and my wife back together, I'm not going to fucking pull out a knife.
Well, what if she was running?
What does that have to do with it?
Well, I would pull out, like, the throwing knife and, like, in the back.
Just throw it,
like,
right in her back?
Yeah.
Right in her spine?
Yes.
I'd drop her to the ground.
That would. And then I'd get the knife, and then I'd go for the chainsaw, go in for the kill. The woman called 911, then fled the home with her...
Children?
Dog.
Oh.
Close, though. It
probably looks like her.
Seeking help from her neighbor. Yeah, dude, do you notice that? Like, every time
every
we're at the park, all the people
like
that have dogs look just like their dogs.
Fat and ugly?
Yes, all of them. Sergeant Randy blah, 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 from the blah, 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 Sheriff's Office was patrolling in the area and arrived at the home at Who Cares. When he arrived, Barkley found Walther collapsed in the driveway with a self-inflicted wound to the head.
With a chainsaw.
Yes. He said that Walther retrieved a chainsaw from a shed and cut himself in the head. How the fuck would you do that? Like,
I don't know.
That is such the wrong angle. It would have been...
No?
Could you imagine that? Just, like, trying to do that to yourself with a chainsaw, though?
I couldn't do it.
It would have been much easier to just do your wife with the chainsaw.
Yeah.
And then you could have, like, literally fucked her with the chainsaw.
Right.
Yeah. I'm like, <"Neh." laughs> Wow, that would make a mess. Could you imagine just in the vag with, like,
that'd be
you know?
The bloodiest vag I've ever
Do
seen.
Do you think you'd have to wear, like, full-on fucking trash bags and a face mask
like a beekeeper suit?
I would do it in, like, a white room with white curtains and just, like, blood splatter everywhere.
Can't
and
go to prison for art.
I'd sell it to some hipster douchebag for, like, $1 billion.
And then go to prison.
They'd be like,
forever.
Oh, that, no. Because
no?
It's art.
And you get away with it.
Right.
If I was to do
religion
this,
and
caught.
Art, you can do that stuff and get away with it.
Really? No, right. I don't think you get away with it. They just lessen your sentence by a lot.
Right. Then you'd spend the rest of your life in a psychiatric ward having sex with retards, which is kind of like life here.
It's kind of like everyday
Except
life.
Except we can go outside when we want and smoke. Ambulances from South Branch Township, fire department, Northflight helicopter requested, he went to the hospital, died, and that's it. Quote, if the woman had not left the home, in my opinion, she could have been the victim of a homicide.
I wish she wouldn't have left the home.
Me too. That would have made this much better. So,
that would have been.
Self-inflicted chainsaw. Wow.
If you can pull it off, I'm all for it. All
right.
But don't try it unless you're going
to
like,
okay,
do
so
it
when
right.
I'm 60 and ready to call it quits,
yeah.
Will you bring me a chainsaw?
As long as you don't tell anyone.
Because you'll be like 52.
Well, you're... How old are you?
27.
Okay,
so... So, yeah, you'd be about 52. I'd be about 60.
Yeah.
So you could really... You'd have a chainsaw probably by then.
Probably.
All right. All so right, will you do that?
One. For as long as you don't tell anyone.
Will you make sure there's gas in it and
yeah,
stuff?
Sure.
Will you start it for me?
Sure.
All right. You know what you would do? You would, like, start it and hand it to me, and I'd go, dude, right in your face with it. And be like, haha.
I just, like,
April.
I'd leave it on your doorstep and
right.
run.
All right. Well, that was a stupid talking story.
That story was kind of bad.
I know.
And
I need,
you chose that one.
I know. Well,
it,
dude, the headline. I mean, seriously?
Yeah, it's kind of a
self-inflicted
of a
chainsaw wound? Just wasn't all it was.
Who'd have thought it would have been bad? Who'd
I don't know. What do you got?
I got.
Oh, this is fun.
Man taped sex with handcuffed girl.
Why would
you know where this comes from? Our most fucked up.
Oh
state.
My god, Florida,
Florida.
Oh my god,
oh my god. Thank God's waiting room. Okay, Hallandale Beach, Florida. Police have arrested a 36-year-old man who they said videotaped himself having sex with a handcuffed girl.
Like a snuff film.
Yeah.
Why would you? You would think you would want to, like, maybe
look at this guy.
Change your
look at that guy
image or pixelate your face or something.
He has a name. Check that out.
Whoa, his name
whoa.
Is
whoa.
Whoa, that's creepy. He looks like me.
Really?
No. He no. looks like dude. This guy looks like your guys' lead singer.
Dude,
that's weird.
That's kind of weird.
So, do you think this guy has an extra Y chromosome?
You know what? I bet he does.
I bet he does, too.
I bet there's, like, a 95% chance that he has an extra Y chromosome.
Yes. I think...
Same with everyone else that we read about.
Yeah, they're all
you don't have to
like
be a
that.
Serial killer, but you will be fucked in the
yes,
head.
Yes.
Matthew Matthew Kent Sheely was arrested Friday night and charged with one count of sexual performance by a child.
How do you think his sexual performance was?
Poor, probably.
On a scale of great to poor, we give him 1 star. Poor.
Yeah. I'd give him half a star.
Half a star. Half a little brown star.
Yeah. Brown. It's a shitty star. Literally.
But seriously, if you knew you were doing this, wouldn't you take some kind of precaution to make sure you were not identified?
You probably fucking put it on the internet or something.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you knew people were going to see that and that you were doing something bad, would you seriously not do anything about it?
Well, no, because I'm not an idiot like
would
this
you be
guy.
Proud of it and like, look what I did?
Wow.
What a mess. Yeah. What a hot mess.
Hot mess?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. On the tape, police said a girl believed to be between 7 and 9 years old can be seen engaging in a sexual activity with Sheely.
Could you imagine the cops, like, all sitting around eating popcorn watching this movie?
Yeah.
I could, too.
I could totally see that.
That would be weird.
Police said that although Sheely's face is not seen on the tape, he was identified from distinct tattoos on his body.
Ah.
See, that's where you fuck up.
So he should have, like... wrapped him or wore like a long sleeve
yeah,
shirt or something.
Something.
Yeah.
See? You'll have to remember that.
I know.
You're going to have to wear gloves.
I'm going to have to wear like a full body condom.
That takes all the fun out of it.
I know. You don't feel anything.
Realtor Martin Holliday said he found the tape while cleaning an apartment that Sheely had recently moved out of. Holliday said Sheely left a few things. Hey, would you quit fucking talking back there?
All of you. Go home.
Get the fuck out of here. No, I'm just kidding.
What? Order pizza. Huh? We're kind of busy right now.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, okay.
13 more minutes. Come on.
Okay, come on.
Come on.
Okay. Come on. Okay, right?
Left a few things in the pantry and was cleaning it out when he found 3 tapes behind some boxes of food. He took them home and played one on his VCR and then copied it.
Right. And then uploaded it to YouTube or XTube or YouPorn.
Well, no. See, it was this... The cleaning person found it. So they probably just took it home, made a copy of it for their jerk
bank. But this guy made it, right? He made the film.
And then he left it.
Why would you leave something like that? Like, you go through all this trouble to find an 8-year-old girl, first of all, which, God knows, that's not a fucking chore.
Right.
And then you fucking do all that, and then you just leave the videotape behind?
Yeah,
that shit's worth money, dude. That's like fucking gold.
If you don't want it, burn it or something, at least.
I know, like, congressmen that would pay top dollar for that kind of shit.
Yeah, all of them?
All of them.
All of them.
All of them. You can put it on Craigslist.
Quote, you see him putting the handcuffs on her, and then there's a shot away, and it looks like a silk scarf.
Ooh,
handcuffs and a blindfold, and he gets her to lay down, Holliday said.
Sounds like Friday night.
It's graphic stuff.
Mm?
It's graphic stuff. That's probably why you're beaten off to it.
So, never mind.
Say it.
No.
Fucking say it.
I was going to ask you how long it would take you to beat off a 9-year-old. There. I said it. How long?
I don't know. I'd have to
2 minutes? 3 minutes?
2 minutes?
2 minutes tops?
I don't think you could get a 9-year-old off.
I don't think so.
Probably take me 2 minutes to get off.
No. I'm getting the big no. All right.
Quote. Oh, no, I already read that.
Oh! I'm going to let that one go because it's your birthday.
Okay. Holiday said the girl on the tape appeared trusting and not afraid.
Well, that was her role. She's like, so what's my motivation in this scene? And then he was like, well, you're trusting and you're not afraid, and I'm going to rape
you.
You
want this. You owe me this. I bought you dinner.
You have to own it.
Quote, you can tell there was a relationship here, Holiday said.
Like a father-daughter relationship?
Just like, fuck buddies. Quote, I think you'll find, if you find this child, that this is somebody that the family of the child would know. What?
Well, read that again.
If you find this child, that this is somebody that the family of the child would know Sheely. So I think the
so
family
they haven't
of the child
found,
knows this guy.
They haven't found the child yet.
Really?
Hmm.
Whoa.
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 He must have her.
He
That's why he didn't have the tapes. He's like, I don't need these. I still have the 9-year-old.
Right. Well, what do I need the videotapes for?
Right?
Fuck
why
it.
Did I? Yeah, you should have got rid
I
of
I didn't
him
go
something.
Through all this trouble just to leave her there.
Police are searching for the girl on the tape, which is about 5 years old.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Police said the girl has a distinct brown kidney-shaped birthmark on her left forearm.
We should kidnap a 5-year-old and put that birthmark on her and then call in and be like, yo, we found her.
We found her. Where's our reward?
Exactly. That's a good idea.
She was arrested at his home on Lincoln Street, where neighbors said he was living with a 17-year-old girl.
Wow. Whoa.
He's fucking
that
loving
familiar,
the youngins.
Huh?
Sounds like you.
Whoa. I don't live with them, though.
Yeah, but you would.
I probably wouldn't. Unless they cooked and cleaned. Then I would.
Yeah.
I would wait till they were 18, then I would. Just to make sure.
All right.
All right.
That's good. At least you're gonna. At least you can wait that
long. Another week and a half. I know. I hope I have enough clothes. Fuck.
What?
Before the laundry gets done?
Oh,
okay.
That's bad.
Continue.
Police said they confiscated hundreds of possibly incriminating homemade tapes inside.
Possibly?
Possibly.
It's either incriminating or it's not.
Yeah.
It's not like, well, this might be if it was something else.
Yeah. This might be incriminating if it wasn't this.
Right. Well, then it's not incriminating because it's not this.
They don't know what they're talking about.
They don't.
Police said Chile has been transient in South Florida for at least 10 years and lived in at least 3 other Broward County addresses during that time.
So he was just like a transient, just going from town to town?
Yeah, just trying to run from the cops.
Nice. No, was that it?
That's it.
So.
So.
9.
They keep getting younger.
I'm not even going to.
Let's just skip this one.
Okay. Oh, let's see. 300 students stay home after incident with KKK t-shirt. Do you know what the KKK is?
Ku Klux Klan.
Okay. And do you know who they hate?
Niggas.
Nigga. And?
Everyone else.
Okay.
I don't know.
Simpsonville, South Carolina. Ooh, South Carolina. Mm. More than 300 Bryson Middle School students stayed home Friday after an incident related to a t-shirt with a racist message spawned rumors of potential violence at the school.
I would make sure to go to school that day.
I know, right?
I'd be like, I gotta fucking see this.
They'd have an assembly and shit, and they'd bring in, like, the kid wearing the t-shirt, and then they'd bring in all the black kids, and they'd be like, there he is.
Yep.
Your turn.
Sick him.
They'd like wrap the kid around like with a bunch of fried chicken and OE 40s and then make him run through
run through a field of watermelon.
Oh. and cotton. They'd be like, oh, I remember this. It's in my jeans. Simpsonville police said that an 8th grade student walked into the lunchroom on Thursday and lifted his shirt to show an undershirt with a racist slogan on it. No, like he was wearing it under his shirt because he was ashamed, but then
he didn't want any of the black kids to see it.
Oh, see, he should live here where there are no black kids.
We saw one today, though.
Oh, we did.
We did.
He was rolling deep.
Yeah,
did you see his Sclade?
His Sclade.
I bet he was selling rocks.
Dude, he was totally, and he like drove right back there.
That
was
fun.
Shouldn't.
He was meeting one of the kids we were falfing with.
Yeah,
that
totally.
Was weird.
He was totally buying drugs from him.
Yeah, nice, dude. Nice. You want to say his name while we're at it? Jesus,
I don't know his name.
Well,
I didn't even know
thing.
Who it was.
Okay. Police.
Wow.
The police report said, I'm calm. I am woo-saw.
I'm calm! I'm calm, bitch!
The police report said that the shirt had KKK on it, as well as the statement, quote, if you can't run with the Klan, then hang out with them.
Ah!
like hanging black people. Yep, I get it.
That's
like,
awesome.
Like these colors don't run.
That's great.
We should use that picture on the show notes today.
That'd
be
it's
a little something I made, and I'm really proud of it because I made it in MS Paint.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh god.
It's ghetto
I
shit.
Made that back when like everyone was all patriotic, like America. If you don't like it, then get out. And they all had those big gay flags, and it's like these colors don't run. And yeah, you guys will see the picture. It's like this hangman. What's that called? Not the rafters, but the. What's it called? Come on.
I don't know.
The gallows.
Oh, gallows.
It's the gallows
yeah.
with like three black stick figures hanging, and on top it says these colors. It's great. Oh, well. So what else could KKK possibly stand for? Minus this, if you can't run with the Klan, then hang out with them thing. Like,
yeah, if that wasn't on there.
You think he could have maybe been like the Kirby cleaning crew or something
Kirby
like that?
Cleaning crew.
That's all I got. I can't. What the, well, it starts with K, really.
Well, I mean,
kill?
Cleaning doesn't start with a K either.
It would if you had it on a shirt.
Well, if you spelt it wrong.
That's the cool thing to do, though, right?
Spelt with a K?
Yeah. It'd be like a backwards K.
Yeah.
Students said that the shirt and the display angered both black and white students.
Why would the white kids be mad?
I know.
I wouldn't be.
I would get a good
I'd
chuckle
laugh
out
as long
of it.
As there was no black guys around.
Right. You'd like check over your shoulder and be like,
hey, how does every black joke start?
How? That was a visual. Yeah. By looking over your shoulders. Not here, though.
Boy, yeah.
Because they're all in jail.
That's true.
No, except for that
except
one.
Except for the one.
I guarantee
drugs.
By the end of the week, he'll be in jail.
Yep.
We won't ever see him again.
We'll have to read about him in the room.
We'll have to ask our friend, like, if he's in jail.
Yeah, so is your black drug dealer in jail?
Because we called in, and we got the reward money, yeah. So we just assume. School, some students said they were afraid to go to class on Friday because threats related to the incident.
What? Why would you be scared if you're a white kid?
Well, it just says some students. They wouldn't. Oh. They weren't discriminating against
don't
the white
discriminate.
Kid. Don't be a discriminator. So if you were a black kid, though, would you seriously? I would laugh at that. If I was a black kid and I saw a kid wearing a shirt that said KKK, if you can't run with the Klan, then hang out with them, I would be like, oh, that's funny. Because it's funny, right?
Yeah.
It happened 200 years ago, really.
Yeah.
I think
stop.
Enough time
quit
has
Karen.
Gone. Yeah. Enough time has gone by where we can make jokes like that and not be considered racist.
Have a fucking sense of humor. Jesus.
I know, right? Black people are hilarious. School officials said that the eighth grader was suspended from school and recommended for expulsion. For a shirt?
Fuck
really?
That.
I bet the principal is black.
Probably.
I bet you.
That totally
oh,
fucked
South
up.
Carolina?
Yeah.
For sure.
I bet there's tons of black teachers.
I bet
there.
He's all greasy and like has
see,
chicken.
If he did that here, everyone would probably be like, what's KKK stand for?
Right.
Or you go to school and no one
we're just
noticed.
Totally oblivious to yeah. it because we don't have.
Did
the,
you ever go to school with any black kids?
Yeah, in California. That well, we had like a few.
Did you go to school here though?
Yeah.
Did you go to school here
yeah,
with any
at
black
Trinity,
kids?
There was like two black people
really?
There. Yeah. Remember? Oh, Natasha, I think her name was. She was like a grade ahead of me. You remember who I'm talking about? Yeah, he does.
Wow.
That's weird. Let's see. The student was also arrested and faces charges of disturbing school. He was released to his parents, who promptly said, nice job, son. I bet it was like one of the kid's parents' shirts.
Yeah, probably.
I bet you.
Like he made it.
Yeah, I bet that shirt's on T-shirt hell. He probably was like, oh, this will be the best joke ever.
You know what a really good yet bad shirt is on T-shirt hell?
What?
It's the I Heart New York City shirt,
right?
Like the normal one, but there's what? A plane crashing into the New York City.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say something. I totally forgot.
Wow, what a surprise.
I just wanted to mention that.
All right, cool.
Right. Police said that the teen's mother said she was upset with her son. Oh, I remember now.
Really?
You know, like, what total irony? Irony? I couldn't decide if I wanted to say irony or ironic. But do you know what, like, just the complete irony of this would be?
Huh.
If the black kids all got together and hung the white kid.
That'd be awesome.
While he was wearing the shirt?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
These colors do run.
Yeah, right? Run at you and then get you hung.
Yeah, just be a bunch of black people running towards you. These colors really run.
Who do you think would be hung more, the black kids or the white kids?
The black kids.
Okay. Good point.
If I got the joke.
Yes,
the way you were...
did. I'm taking a point for that one. This is a very low-scoring episode for our 20th anniversary.
The scores are better when Sean is here because there's three of us.
Yeah, that's true. And he's just a riot.
Yeah.
Police said that the teen's mother said she was upset with her son and that they were, quote, not racist people, and he should not have been wearing the shirt because it was his
racist
dad's. No. But do you think, really, if you were his
his parental unit?
Yeah. Would you just be like, oh, he's just joking around?
Yeah.
Because
I think it's funny.
But really, he's in eighth grade? Yeah, he's in eighth grade. He didn't buy the shirt. Someone bought the shirt for him. Like, his parents, right?
Well, yeah, I wouldn't
have. I mean, how many eighth graders do you know have money of their own and, like, buy, like, their parents are providing for them at that age?
How many eighth graders do I know in general?
Just the one sitting here. No. Just because she looks like she's an eighth grader. No.
Anyway.
So,
are you,
oh, wow.
Wrap up the story there.
And her. All right. The teen told police they bought the shirt. Oh, he did.
Oh.
He bought the shirt from the redneck store in Lawrence.
Nice, of all places,
but
a redneck
store. But it's capitalized.
Store.
Like, that's the actual name of the store.
Seriously?
Yes,
that
we should look
awesome.
That up. The store has recently been the focus of controversy because it was taken over by a church.
What?
Church. Mm-hmm.
The church is selling KKK shirts.
I know. See?
That's fucking
see?
Awesome.
You. Do you see this?
Yeah.
This is what your God is doing. Good, right? Right?
That means you're a racist, too.
Are you racist?
I think she is. Because I am.
No. Don't be scared.
Don't be scared.
They took over by a church who hoped to close it down.
Oh.
So it must have been like one of those Southern Baptist church full of those black people.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The church later learned that the man who operates the store had made it part of the deal that he can operate the business in the building until he dies.
Wow.
In which then the black people went there and hung him. Police
when
said
he's dead?
That. Right. No. He can operate the store until he dies.
Oh,
that was
so
one of the conditions
him.
Of
yeah.
him selling the store.
Right.
Yeah. Police said that the teen gave them a handwritten note saying that, quote, all the rednecks will wear KKK shirts on Friday.
Nice.
It's like Friday casual day, but there's like Friday KKK day.
It's KKK day.
That's right. KKK Friday. You're on the jam hole. Later in the day, students said rumors circulated at the school and on MySpace pages about possible retaliation involving black people. What do they involve?
I don't know.
Come on.
I don't know.
Guns.
Oh.
I thought you were going to say chicken.
Chicken.
And that's that. So, being white and wearing KKK shirts to a black school, yes or no?
Not to a black school.
Not with me wearing
no,
it.
I'm not going to. I'll fucking gladly.
I will buy the shirt and I will give it to you. I will help you even put it on and I will even take you to school.
Yeah.
But after that, I'm staying in the car with the doors locked.
No,
and
I'd be
the
fucking
up.
Going in there. I want to see this.
Really?
Yeah. But I wouldn't wear the
black
shirt.
Black people are scary when they're in mobs.
Black people are scary all the time.
All the time. They're so sheltered. If when we start making money from this, me and you are going to take a field trip to Compton.
Really?
Yes.
I've been to Denver on East Colfax, which is about as
those
black
are white
as it gets,
black
so.
People, though. Those are like Bryant Gumbel black people.
No.
Yeah.
No.
In Denver?
No.
Really?
I met this crackhead named Paradise. Seriously. We're waiting outside.
Did he take you to paradise?
No.
Did he take your butthole to paradise?
No.
Why are you blushing?
I can't tell that I am. You're making it up.
That's great. Well, do you want to do one more each here, and
let's
then we'll
just read
get
the
fuck out of here?
Let's just read that.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's already an hour.
Yeah, but this is the 20th episode.
Well, our fucking last episode was long.
So. Oh, that was like an hour and a half worth of goodness.
Yeah.
All right, police blotter, local news. We do this every once in a while
local news.
You guys can see where we come from and who we have to live around.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, let's see. This is from Sunday. You motherfucker.
You keep doing right, it. Right? I'm going to mock you until
ready?
You stop.
7:10 a.m. A coffee stand on U.S. Highway 2 was broken into, torn apart, and ransacked.
Nice.
Yes.
9:18 a.m. A Kalispell woman called because she thinks her daughter's friend may have stolen her purse.
Ooh. 9:20 a.m. A man who reported his gun stolen a couple of months ago called in to report that while house-sitting for his neighbor, he found his missing gun and took it home.
Nice.
Holy shit, dude. Could you imagine, like, your neighbor asks you to house-sit and you're, like, kind of bored, so you start going through all their shit,
right.
And you're like, motherfucker, that's my gun.
Hey.
And then under the gun's like a picture of your wife, and you're just like,
that's mine too.
Yeah. I'm taking that shit.
11:10 a.m., an animal clinic on U.S. Highway 2 was burglarized and torn up.
torn up from the Florida.
Oh,
oh. 11:17 a.m. A Big Fork resident called in because they saw a woman sitting in her car crying.
Wow, that's fucking worth calling in for.
Yeah, she had just come from here.
Yeah.
Where you came? Oh, she was gone when a deputy arrived.
2:35 p.m. A transient that passed out in the Evergreen restaurant was asked to go back to his camp. He did.
Holy shit, wow. Dude! Speaking of transient camps, have you ever noticed, like, when you're going down Conrad Drive and you get over to where the bridge is? If you look to your right over the bridge, you can see like two or three little tents set up there.
Oh yeah.
But they're like real trashy tents.
I've seen that.
We should go there one of these nights.
We should
and
be
just
like, hey,
rage.
You
want to
be on an internet radio show?
Yeah, let's bring him here to where I work and stuff. That'd be a fantastic
idea. Well, you bring your
idea.
Gun.
Okay.
Or your throwing knife.
We
or something.
Could, yeah. You like throw the throwing knife and it would like hit him in the head with the handle and then they'd be pissed. And then they'd grab the knife and gut you because I can outrun you. So I would, and then they'd get you.
I'd just trip you.
Dude, I would destroy you.
Whatever.
Read.
I don't know where we are.
11:17 a.m.
11:17 a.m. A Big Fork resident.
I just read that one.
I don't care.
I got you, fucker.
I hate you.
That one.
Seriously?
No. Yeah, that one. 2:35 p.m. A transient that passed out. God, dude.
Dude, we just
we should
read
just
that
end
one.
The show
you
right now.
No,
I just read this one. What? Argue with me more.
I just read that one. And then you started reading it.
Oh, God. 3:23 p.m. Someone called in to report that their car was stolen from a Kalispell bar. It was recovered later in the day.
Oh,
you know,
bummer.
In big cities, when people get their cars stolen,
they don't get them back.
They never get them
no
back.
No way, because they fuck the shit out of them
yeah,
before they...
Like,
know.
our friend Bob, he got his car
yeah.
broken into, like, twice. The first time, the black people just stole a stereo. And I know it was black people,
be. You
guys, because he said when he got in it, the steering wheel was all greasy and shit. So I know it was black
chicken grease
people.
All over my fucking steering wheel.
And there's, like...
Watermelon peels and shit.
Seeds and shit everywhere. Oh my god, dude.
Yeah.
But then the second time they stole it, they fucking undid the oil cap, like at the bottom where
right?
you drain the oil
yeah.
out, and took it for a drive until the engine just blew up.
Just drove the
yeah.
shit out of it.
And Bob has a very sore spot for those people ever since then.
What, black people?
No, the people that stole his car, racist. Jesus.
The sore spot? Did they fuck him in the ass, too?
No, not that kind of oh. sore spot.
5:04 p.m. An inmate in juvenile detention was charged with criminal mischief after tearing up his uniform. Okay.
I would have blamed it on someone else. I would have been like
he fucking
tore it up along with his
from
butt.
The floor up.
From the tore it up from the floor.
How many
up.
Times can we use that?
I can probably use it one more time. Hold on. 5:07 p.m. Someone crashed into a bar near Columbia Falls.
That's awesome.
The driver was taken to the hospital.
He just drove right into the bar.
He's like, oh, we're here.
We're here.
Get drunk. Woo!
He's already drunk.
Yeah.
8:19 p.m. A man went into a Hungry Horse home, hit the resident's son over the head with a beer bottle, and ran out. The victim did not want to press charges.
Well, dude, if you got cracked in the head with a bottle, would you press charges on that guy? Because he would just come back and kill you, probably. If he's crazy enough to come up in your house and bust you over the head with a bottle...
I don't know. He's probably just drunk. I mean, he had a bottle hand. He probably just finished drinking
an empty
it.
Empty bottle.
Yeah, he probably nice. Just downed it, and he's like, ooh, I'm going to go hit someone with
8:47 p.m. Someone in Ferndale called in to say that two people in a truck were smoking pot.
Oh, my God.
They weren't.
Wow.
What the fuck? How do they know? It's oh, wow.
It didn't smell like weed, I guess.
They weren't. Nice.
Yeah, that was a good call-in, huh?
Yeah.
11:19 p.m. Two men in their 30s were arrested for driving their motorcycles at 80 miles per hour in Evergreen. One was arrested for driving while intoxicated, and the other was arrested on an outstanding felony warrant for hitting his 18-year-old stepson over the head with a baseball bat.
Yeah!
Yes! Point
and
for
that
him.
And that is why we hate people, especially the people we
and
live
and this
with.
Is where we fucking live.
Yes, that's it. So, you got anything else for this mess of a fucking wreck?
I
episode
got
nothing. All right, you want to say the plugs this time?
Because
I always stumble through them. No. All right, ready. If you have anything, email us info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is our website. Subscribe via iTunes, myspace.com/thejamholepodcast. Click on the show notes. Leave us messages. That's it.
Jamming.
I think I can. The funky engine that could.
Yowski, wowski, peasky, weesky. All aboard the Stankonia Express. The underground smell road. Everybody's looking for an excuse to let loose. What's your locomotive? The Chattanooga choo-choo.
Humble as a mumble in the jungle. From shouts and screams. That's the way the cracker crumbles. So I guess I've got to think about my dreams.
On the microphone, your number one controller. I rock the microphone like a blizzard. I'm so cold, I'm trying to told ya. Life is like a great big roller coaster. Everything in life don't always happen like it's supposed to. Try some tribulations, make it stronger, live longer. You wanna reach the nation, nigga, start from your corner. Everything don't always happen like you planned it. Demand it, overstand it, then you handle it. Fuck wishing, you missing the ambition on your mission. Now you switching, why you quitting? Cause it's heated in the kitchen. Sloppy slipping and you pimping, nigga. You either pistol whip the nigga or you choke the trigger. You got to follow through, struggle to complete your dreams. No weapon born against me, Prophet 5417. From Isaiah, lay a nigga down and spray him. If the dealer dead or fuck the plan of cards, you gotta play him.
Humble as the mumble in the jungle. From shots and screams.
Republic bucket, we chicken nugget, we dipping the sauce like mopping bucket. Blue collar scholars, who take your dollar and wipe my ass with it? You're living for the lotto, never hit it. I met a critic, I made that shit a draw. She said she thought hip hop was only guns and alcohol. I said, oh hell no, but yet it's that too. You can't discriminate cause you done read a book or two. What if I looked at you in a microscope? Saw all the dirty organisms living in your closet. Would I stop and would I pause it? To put that bitch in slow motion, got the potion and the antidote and a quote for collision. The decision is, do you wanna live or wanna exist? The game changes every day, so obsolete is the fist and marches. Speeches only reaches those who already know about it. This is how we go about it. Got it.
Humble as a mumble in the jungle. From shouts and screams. That's the way the cracker crumbles. So I guess I've got to beat out my dreams. Humble as a mumble in the jungle. From shouts and screams. That's the way the cracker crumbles. So I guess I've got to beat out my dreams.
I'm wild. Just like a rock, a stone, a tree. And I'm free. Just like the wind, the breeze, the blow.
Y'all can't harm me. It's over.